The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, or STOCK Act, was set to go into effect this month, but just before going into recess last week, Congress voted to delay that enactment by 1 month. At the same time, the Senior Executives Association has joined a group of plaintiffs in lawsuit against the federal government to stop parts of the act. Joining us now to tell us what's going on and why SEA is trying to stop this act is Carol Bonasaro, the president of the SEA. Carol, great to have you on. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Tom.
All right, so let's go over again what it is that the SEA opposes in the STOCK Act.
Well, we oppose simply one provision that requires placing the employees' financial disclosure reports on the Internet. That's the short explanation.
So it's not the disclosure of what stock transactions they might have undertaken, but just the posting on the Internet. Why does that change things if it has to be disclosed anyway?
Well, imagine if all of your financial information were placed on the Internet for your neighbors, employees, anyone to see, foreign interests. And it does involve as well your spouse's information. Right now, at least up to this point, these financial disclosure reports have been available to anyone with a legitimate interest, but there's been a process that they had to go through that would assure agencies that they knew they could not use that information for unlawful purposes, and they were identifying themselves. Placing this information on the Internet makes it accessible, obviously, to anyone and everyone.
So Ms. Bonasaro, your hope is to get that process back in place so people would have to have a legitimate reason or legitimate interest, or is it just to get rid of that the disclosure altogether and turn it back to what it is now?
Well, if you eliminate the requirement for Internet posting, then we return to what it has been.
And from that perspective, do you think that this was just an oversight by Congress, somebody taking it too far, not understanding the unintended consequences? Or was this, do you think, done on purpose by Congress because they wanted, if they have to show their details, so does the senior executives and others?
Both, actually. I think that it's pretty clear from what's been said that there was a misery loves company view operating. But also I think that the vast majority of members who voted for this really did not have information about what they were doing. There were no hearings. There was no careful consideration of the unintended consequences of this section of the act.
Carol Bonasaro is president of the Senior Executives Association. So the ACLU lawsuit, the American Civil Liberties Union, includes SEA, your group, as one of its plaintiffs. Did they come to you or did you go to them? How did this lawsuit get developed?
Well, obviously we felt for some time that we had to operate essentially on two fronts at the same time. We were trying to work on the Hill to bring this to members' attention and see if we could get some legislative relief. But we knew we couldn't depend on that, so we did seek help to take legal action.
And so what do you hope would happen now, that the whole STOCK Act would just be put out of stock or what?
No, again, we're only concerned about one section. What's kind of interesting now is Congress has said at the very last moment, we're going to delay implementation for 30 days. So instead of this going into effect, the Internet posting at the end of this month, that would take it to the end of September. Well, that's not a whole lot of time to arrive at a solution that satisfies everyone, particularly because there aren't that many legislative days in September. We really don't know what's going to happen. There are a lot of ways that this could play out. So, in the end, the legal action may still be necessary. Obviously, we hope not, but it may well be.
I want to back up to the bigger issue here that the STOCK Act tries to address. Originally, it was for members of Congress and their staffs, and then it got kind of smeared over to SEA, you know, SESers and also political appointees and top military officers, too. And that was that in the dealings with different industries, say proposed regulatory actions or issuance of contracts or permits, anything that could affect a company materially, the will of Congress was that they themselves and also the senior executives could not trade on that knowledge about something that was about to happen, which my understanding is already illegal for the federal workforce. In your experience, I mean, how widespread is stock trading based on knowledge of future events that might only be known to the federal government?
Well, frankly, I've been in Washington a very long time, longer than I care to remember. And I can't think of a case that involved a career executives in the federal government. So I think it really was a matter of, well, if we're doing this to Congress, we should, apply it equally to the executive branch. And I think even the Washington Post pointed out in an editorial yesterday that the executive branch has had far more ethical requirements, if you will, than Congress has had. So this really, in a sense, was not necessary. But again, we don't object to the reporting stock trades. But rather the internet publication.
Do you feel that your lawsuit and your working with Congress is getting some legs, not just because of the 30-day buffer that they gave you, but because during the nomination of the director of the new Office of Government Ethics, he actually came out and said, listen, this DACA provision is problematic. It needs to be addressed, even from an ethical perspective, from you know, where he's walking into. How much legs are you getting underneath this effort?
Well, I think if we look back in April when this was enacted, we have indeed succeeded in giving it legs because really we had a lot of very, very concerned filers, if you will. That is to say the 28,000 people in the executive branch who have to file these reports, but very little attention was being given to this. And I think now it is getting a lot of attention, and our concern has to turn to where Congress is going to come out on this in the end, because we think that we really want a blanket solution, not one that cherry-picks individual groups of employees and exempts them from the requirement.
Do you have any sense of what happens if Congress does not repeal this provision of the Stock Act by September 30th and this website has to go up and running? Will senior executives have put up their information? Are they going to make it available at that time?
Well, senior executives don't have any choice. Most of them have already filed their reports. They were due the middle of May, and the posting is out of their hands. I do have a sense of certainly what will happen because some of it has already happened. There have already been senior executives who have fallen back voluntarily to GS-15 positions. There are already talented 15s who have emailed me and said, you know, I've been working for a long time to become a senior executive, but this is the final nail in the coffin, and I'm not interested now.
So you actually have cases where federal employees who are on the cusp of SES or who are SES have said, you know, I'll take a demotion rather than having to do this?
Yes, although actually what does happen is when you leave the senior executive service, you do have to file a final report, which will go on the internet anyway. So this only means that they would not be subject to it in coming years, but their report could well sit on the internet for a number of years.